Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and it feels so. Standing cheek to cheek.
There, that's the only part of the song I remember. I'm watching On the Town now, because I have TCM on in the background. I don't know why. It's probably because I'm old, for starters. But also, I'm fascinated with a lot of I don't like. There's a lot more on TCM these days that I don't like than I used to like. Seriously, I don't like the animal abuse that I see constantly. I turn that shit off. There, you know, you see Judy Garland as a little kid. You realize what happened to her. She was pumped full of fucking drugs and, oh, Christ, horrible. And that movie, by the way, with... Renee Zellweger, I hear, is fucking phenomenal. Judy, you got to see this thing. I got to see it, too. But it's going to be hard watching because there are scenes where she's dealing with Louis Mayer. She's a little girl, and she wants to eat, and she wants to go to sleep. Just, you know, and he won't let her. And it's fucking horrible. Then I watch these musicals, and I laugh. We really liked that shit in those days, didn't we? All these goddamn musicals. But why not, man? I mean, I guess the country was coming out of... Because the musical thing didn't start till post-war, you know. Yeah, there were musicals before that, but... Busby Berkeley and all that bullshit. But in earnest, man, we really got into these musicals in earnest because of the... I think World War II, I'm being honest with me. And if you're here, yeah, I'll be honest with you, too. I think it was so horrible... and it was so taxing and it was so everything that the country and the world wanted to just do goofball shit, maybe. Or maybe it was just America wanted to do goofball shit. I don't know. Because the United States came out of World War II wealthier. It's the only country in the world that came out of World War II richer economically. And the reasons, very simply, everybody was buying shit from us. Guns, ships, submarines, everything. So there are a lot of people going to work, you know, a lot of women going to work and a lot of guys going to work, but a lot of people going to work. So now we're out of the war. Now a lot of guys come home and, you know, the reality of that sets in. A lot of them, there's a lot of dead Americans. In World War II, there were not, I don't know how many Americans died. 119,000 Americans died in World War I. That's a goddamn, that's a lot. Because we were only in that motherfucking war for a year. Now think about that. 1 year. By contrast, 55, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 55, 56,000 Americans died in the Vietnam War. And that, our involvement in the Vietnam War was, let's call it 10 years. It was longer, but I think the troops went in earnest in 65. And the war was called in, I think the ceasefire, whatever the hell you want to call it, 73. So, but 55,000. And then the Iraq War, the Gulf War, any dead American soldiers too many, as we want all to earnestly believe, but you can't expect a war without there being fatalities. And but the Gulf War was a relatively few number. The Iraq War, how long do you think that war went? Like 5 years? 2003 to 2008? Somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 soldiers. 5,000. So obviously, our reliance on technology is far greater. And I remember talking to Dale Dye. You guys remember Captain Dye? And we used to talk to him about the war in Iraq, etc. He used to talk about small small units going in, Phil. No large units. Small unit action. Battalion size going in and doing these things, you know. And then the smart bombs and all that other shit. I don't know, man. Whoever we nominate as Democrats, they better be able to fucking beat this guy Trump. Trump is a shit president, and he's... lying through his motherfucking teeth about all kinds of stuff, but the Democrats can fuck this up real easy. I don't know. I don't see him getting impeached, but I see the guy getting... I see him being hurt. I see his poll numbers being hurt by what comes out in the impeachment trial. They may not vote to impeach him, but what comes out, what is the actual evidence? And then the other thing is... watch this fucking race tighten up, man. As it gets closer to the election, it'll get tight. People will start to freak. That's when you're going to see what these motherfuckers, these Democrats are made out of. When this fucking thing starts to tighten up, when Trump starts to get, you know, I think it'll happen. I think Trump may get close to, unless he just completely, as they say, shits the bed. He's a fighter, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to make the right moves. As a fighter, by the way, I just belched. So as a fighter, you can throw a lot of wild punches. You can miss. There's a lot of things you can do wrong. Even though you're a pugilist, as so many people like, Trump's a pugilist. I love that term. But there's a lot you can fuck up. So there's that. However, and in conclusion, because I know you don't want to hear me talking about this, and I'd rather get to the show prep part of the thing and the thing and the thing. Oh, by the way, I got to figure out. We don't have to do it every week, but I like talking to the BSPs. So if anybody, let me see that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it on the body of the show. One of our international BSPs, you know, check in with me. One of our Chinese BSPs or some shit like that. Or one of our Shanghai BSPs, some shit like, you know. A lot of those cats don't check in, you know.
Man, they don't check in. They check out. They don't check in.
Anyway, like Gene Kelly, I happened upon a credit of his from the 70s. And it was it was called Viva Knievel. Dig that. And, you know, this is what Hollywood does. They take the thing of the moment and they throw a script at the guy. Like, Evel Knievel was happening in the 70s. He probably had already done Snake River Canyon. And somebody said, let's get this guy a movie. Let's make a movie out of him. So Knievel, who's going to say no to that? And then they surrounded him with a really dopey script about busting drug runners, being a hero. You know, he had to bust drug runners while he's doing his crazy ass. And somebody wrote down, Knievel was great at jumps, but the landing sucked. It's true. he jumped the shit out of those motorcycles, but when he landed, bang, you know, busted collarbones, all kinds of shit. But they surrounded him with these actors. Mickey Rooney was in this thing, which... With all the greatest of respect to the late Mickey Rooney, he started taking jobs like that. Although he had a big resurgence in the 80s with that movie about the horse. Remember that? And then he was on Broadway for a while. But Gene Kelly, rest his soul, was a dancer. And he's in this fucking Knievel movie as a drunken mechanic. Hey, you know what? What am I saying? I ain't gonna knock it, man. It's a really goofy thing happening on the TV. It's a goofy thing happening on the TV right now. There's a three. And it ain't Chris Cuomo either. It ain't Chris Cuomo. It's this. Men that like to dress up like chicks. What is that about, man? The whole drag thing. So that's the three of these idiots because they're running away from cops. There you go. Yeah, it's always that. And here they go running across the stage. And it's like an all-male audience. So is this New York? I think they're on the town in New York. They're three sailors, and they're on the town in New York. That's the whole gist of it. So, heaven, I am in heaven. Well, all you got to do, Phil, is tilt it this way. Right, but when I do that, if I push the camera this way, it's fine. Then I'm over here. It's a massive, like, movement of equipment. I don't know how much, I don't have any wiggle room, man, because these guys goddamn install this thing where there's like no give, man. There's no give. Ain't no give. What are you doing, dude? Phil? Hey, man, you know, I'm tired of this. Stan, I'm tired of this shit. What's Rosario? The Spanish soap opera, because I just stumbled across it. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Anybody out there have a nose? Like, I have a nose. I smell everything. Do you have one of those noses? I smell everything. And I don't mean to be judgmental. When you smell it all, it's like you're, you know. And one of the things I'm very sensitive to are people's breath. And I can't help it. I can't fucking help it. I can smell it everywhere. And that's why I carry gum with me all the time. I carry Tic Tacs. I'm always worried that, you know, I'm breathing some funky breath on somebody. So I'm always like chewing gum or, you know, eating celery or whatever I can do. And so, like, if you're acting or you have an actress like this far from your nose and she's, you know, talking to you and you know, she's just like breathing some kind of a garlic mixture on you, you're like, yes, it's just great. You know, because I was just watching a scene here where Ann Miller's got her mouth almost enclosing the guy's nose as she's talking to him. And another thing, I just wish, and the guy's like this, just Oh, God, let it be. Let it be over. Please let it end. Please let it end. Today's Blue Chew Day, man. That's that commercial I did for Blue Chew, I did it in the Cat Show. I had Smokey doing the, or I had Shadow doing the commercial. And guess what, man? Guess what? It didn't make it into the show. So what the fuck happened, man? So I still got today, so I can do the, but I was going to do a promo. So there's two things I'm going to do. Now, so just remember that. Let that be a lesson to you, Mr. Hendry. Fuck me up, I'll fuck you up, man. Now then. Wow. I want to go back to Washington, D.C., man. I really like D.C. as a tourist town. It's a great tourist town. It really is. If you're Phil Hendry, if you're a guy who likes all that historical. But I also like to get into the culture of the city. And Washington, D.C., which I never knew, is a mecca for folk music. And it kind of makes sense. It's a big city, and it's, you know, near the Appalachian. It's, I'm not saying that all folk music is Appalachian, but it just happens to be well-placed. New York is north of them, where there are recording studios, and so artists get discovered. And of course, a lot of the artists go to New York, because New York is a folk mecca, too. But D.C. has its own little folk music scene. And I grew up around folk music. California in the early 60s, I guess across the country, there was a national show called Hootenanny. It was on ABC once a week, and they went from college campus, and it's Hootenanny from Dartmouth or some shit. They would go from one college campus to the next. And the folk music wasn't the best. It was, some of it was really good, but a lot of it was kind of commercially Kingston Trio stuff, you know, not putting them down or anything, but I, you know, not really. I mean, what I dug was Ian and Sylvia and, you know, Gordon Lightfoot. Although I was just a little kid, I didn't really discover this stuff till later. Okay. I just want to be clear, you know, how hip I was. What? I don't want to see top tweets first, bitch. Jesus. Bitch. What is this? You're seeing top tweets first. I don't want to. Why do they keep shifting it back to that? I want to see the latest tweets, motherfucker. I follow people for a reason. NorCal, SoCal bowl predictions. How about another matchup of Central SEC unbeatens? Huh? I don't understand the California high school football playoff system. What? Then they have the LA City champ. You've got CIF, which is the California Interscholastic Federation. That's the California football. And then we have the LA City Championship, which is different. They play a city schedule. They play all these high schools in the city. I wonder if San Francisco and San Diego are the same. Like, I don't fucking know. Then they're talking about volleyball. Here comes Bloomberg. James Adomian. What a riot, man. James Adomian does a dead-on fucking Bernie Sanders impression, along with a lot of others. You should follow him on Instagram. He's really funny, and his impressions are fantastic. What? I don't know what's going on with you, man. Mater Almonds. They're playing Mater Almonds tomorrow night. You know what Mater Almonds means? It's Latin for something. And let me see what it is. We're going to go Latin to English. And I remember I took Latin in high school, I told you guys. And all I remember were the declensions, which is all the declensions, the action of a particular verb. I was, I wasn't, no, I'm here, I'm there. Maybe it's something else. But yeah, it's the various actions of a verb. So fa-ke was our favorite one, F-A-C-E. Fa-ke, fuckaroo, fuck you. We did that till the cows came home. Mater almonds means, wait, my mother lover. Shit. Get out of here. Mother lover. Anyway, so that's who they're playing tomorrow night at Mater almonds, which is in, where is Mater almonds? 1-6, wee. That's the last game of the season. Don't bug me, Thunder. Hey, man, don't fuck off. This fucking cat, Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Yee-hee! Woo-hoo! Boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum. Boom, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum. Testing, 1, 2. Okay, there we go. What a cynic the old coach is. 2-6 this year, man. He's hoping to go to 2-6. I mean, that's not good.
Well, that's great, Mr. Ari. See, I was watching this show. It's called Die, Moss, or Die. And,
Are we back to this Die, Moss, or Die, whatever the hell this thing is?
What?
Well, you're talking about this Die, Monster, Die.
Yeah, that was the name of it. Called Die, Moss, or Die. And it was pretty interesting. I mean, I thought it was very interesting, Die, Moss, or Die. But that's exactly what Beef Heathen used to say. And
What is the guy's name?
Beef Heathen.
Beef Heathen. I know this. Was he also a porn actor?
Yeah, Beef Heathen was pretty exceptional porn actor for quite some time. You know.
Yeah, I remember Beef Heathen. What is this guy's name? Oh shit! Where are you, man? Come on. Come on, bitch. Shit. Die, Moss, or Die, you know. Beef Heathen. And,
I mean, it was interesting, you know, to see all that. Die, Moss, or Die, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean, you guess?
I guess, Chris. I don't fucking know, man. I'm not in the adult film world.
God damn.
Phil, why are you so angry? I don't know. I just, you know.
Die, Moss, or Die. Did you go downtown?
I went down to Mrs. Fish. Went down there with a young lady, and it was fantastic. You guys got to, if you're ever in downtown L.A., and hobos don't scare you that much, go to 5th Street and Figueroa, and it's a place called Mrs. Fish. Then go to the bar. Now, that's a great sushi bar. It's a great sushi restaurant. Fucking great. And beautiful setting, top-notch joint. And, you know, you'd be proud to take a date there. Then you go to the rooftop bar, which is the Perch. It's a restaurant. It's a French restaurant called Perch, but their bar is on the roof of the restaurant. And that's a beautiful thing, man, because, you got the cityscape. They pour the drinks. They pour a beautiful drink there, man. I actually experimented, because I don't usually order Mexican mules, but that I did that night. Last night, is Mexican mule? Yeah, bang. Boy, this waitress, or excuse me, the bartender, she whipped it up with Worcester sauce, bitters, lime, and the ginger ale, or excuse me, and ginger beer, and the tequila. Now, dig it. All right, so fuck that. All right, so that's all I want to say about that. Now, moving on. We will talk about that. Frank. So the sushi place is called Mrs. Fish. The bar and the restaurant attached is called Perch. And it's a French restaurant. I got nothing against French food. I'm not a big fan of it. I shouldn't say that, but I'm really not I don't get into, I'm not into the whole creams. They do a lot of that cream stuff and seafood with, although they do make, French make a decent, well, hell, I don't know, seafood, you know, but as long as they're not drowning it in those, you know, they love their cheeses and that, I mean, I can't afford to be eating too much of that stuff, so. All right, now.
Yeah, so it's the cheeses and, you know, it's really delicious, you know, Mr. Henry.
So Frank will do that and then we'll have the beef eating. So Frank does a downtown thing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, yeah. If I'm doing Chris Norton, I can't do Coach.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. It's called Mother Jumper. This is Chris Norton. And, my name is Chris Norton. And, you know, I'm all about that.
So I don't think that Coach Jack Armstrong. Jack, how are you doing?
Thank you very much, Phil. I'm doing very well and doing great. It's great to be with you. And this is the Jack Armstrong High School Football Report. And I'm very happy to do it. I want to point out the fact that I appreciate the fact that Mr. Henry gives me... I like to do sports. I think I'm good at sports. And this is where Jack Armstrong is going to make his mark in the coverage of the high school sports scene across the Southern California area, as well as in America, you know.
Yeah, so, well, what do you got for us, Jack?
Well, tomorrow night, we're going to see if Coach Vernon Dozier with Belmar Academy.
Jack Armstrong, the guy who we're trying to find something to do for. I think we're ready to rock and roll here, man. If I'm not mistaken, yes, we are. Okay. What the fuck is this? All right, cool. Come on, man. God damn it. Here we go. I already did Sportsnet. I need Autopsy. And I need this. Phil Landry here for Blue Chew. Now listen, you know how important it is for all of you clowns to be able to perform sessually. And if you can't, then, you know, I was going to say wife isn't worth living, but, you know, life isn't worth living. Let's do that again. Hey, it's Phil Landry here for Blue Chew. You know, I know how important it is for all of you clowns, myself included, to perform sexually in the optimum manner, blah, 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 blah. Don't put myself in that. That's disgusting. Hey, it's Phil Henry here for Blue Chew. I know how important it is, of course, for today's, male, whatever the age, to perform in a enhanced and proper manner as a sessual partner. In fact, we could get Chris. Why didn't we get Chris Norton to do this spot?